Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who took time out on their Tuesday night to rock out with us, because you could have been doing anything else, and just taking time out to chill with us, kick back, take your shoes off, do some little escape, like just kick back and enjoy yourself. And feel free to call in at 323-642-1532. Again, 323-642-1532. And also, I want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via phone. I can see you, all the people, all the calls that call in. So, like I say, if you feel inspired to get on the mic, say something. If you don't want to sing, if you've got comedy, if you got poetry, you want to rap, whatever your talent is, that's what this is for. And not just the talent. If you have other events and different things going on within your community, it does not have to be in North Carolina. So wherever you are, we support you. We got people who listen all over the world, so our big shout-out to you taking time out, and also a big shout-out to 242 Bahamas for taking the time out to rock out with us, and also the Boom Boom Room, who's been rocking with us since, about 3 years now. So we appreciate you, all that you do, and we're going to have a good time tonight. You know, I just go with the flow. We're going to see what it do, and as the spirit hits me, I hit you with what I've learned. And I'm just going from there, and hopefully it helps. If it helps, that's what's up. If it doesn't, toss it. I won't be offended. So, without further ado, I'm about to just go ahead in and vibe out. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to just vibe out, rock out, and just enjoy myself. So, let's get it.
Don't jump up to this non-stop turn and twist. Down over his mercy. Watch on the turn of my ground. Hear much of Antonella. Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a feature money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance, rum pa pa pum pum. Girl, let me in, me have it where you are waiting. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a feature money, girl, how will you get it from. Not find your entrance, rum pa pa pum pum. Girl, let me in, why? Most of you would be more than dead to take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diamond, all you got to do is be true, so let's go risk. Found, satisfy your emotion. At a body press, instantly she goes. She no hole and tough, and she no got time no rust. Knee smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son's a expand, I've got to all and pull up. Eat it up, me and forget to ease a mouth. Think I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, rum pa pa pum pum. Can't let me in, me everything. Pull up on the car, you no look for them. Where you look good, you not forget some. No matter what I can say, put on your clothes like a display. Man, I swear on a steer about night and day. Would you be my only and the woman lay? We can't just smile on her face and say, she want watch a man for the work, not once be play. I'm a rotten man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm with you all, I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from papa, bam, bam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from papa, bam, bam. Girl, let me in, why? I sing, oh man, I want to settle on, really start a plan. So how you look, I come to one conclusion. What? You're supposed to know the work, supposed to pull a action. Music, I'm playing your ways, I'm respect. Non-stop ticking just like a time bomb. I do every man want slam. Put your hands on and I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, but walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how will you get it from. Now find your entrance, bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in, cry, I'm going to win me more than time. To take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diamond, all you got to do is me true. So let's go respond, satisfying your emotion. A top of the press, instantly she was. She no old and tough, and she no got star no rust. Still smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son to expand, I got to all and pull up. Kill it up, me up, forget to hit the mouth. Go to all and walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, how will you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, why? Enough man a time, you no look for them where you look. Could you not forget no matter what a girl say. Put on your clothes, it's like a display. Man, I see you and I see you about night and day. Could I be only a new man lately? With a girl just smile on her face and say, hey, hey. What a man fi walk it not fi play. What a marathon man who can stay. Me all walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in, me have the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. A piece of body, the woman, where you get it from. Now find your entrance, bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in, why? I sing, woman want to take a loan and really start a plan. Oh, you look, I come to a conclusion, supposed to know.
back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel? As long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love. That sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE. Like Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe.
Faith is to believe. To believe is to know that the impossible is possible. It's not to discover what's visual to the natural eye, that we can all see openly, but rather acknowledge the faith working in you, which brings into reality the reflections of hope, things unseen, unspoken, and unheard of. It isn't faith if you can see it. Believe it.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, and it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understand that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I've seen apart from the rest of them because I was different, and see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things, gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I call Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties and catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the shoes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's court society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming cause this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent from great man's scene. Not public and violence, and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight. And understand this is a great thing that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I escaped great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Option too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain and understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, I always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thighs. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire, I blaze, days in the maze. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse.
That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treatin'. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking.
Everybody, this is your girl Chyna with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys have enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher so far. I know that I have. I was just over here dancing, vibing, and that Thinking Out Loud by Teacher. Oh my God, y'all gotta check him out, man. That dude is fire. And for anybody who, he's actually number one for Reverb Nation, and his name is spelled T-E-C-H-A. Check out Teacher most definitely. I think you, like, this dude is dope. His lyrics, the beats, and big shout out to Lenar Palmer for making those beats. The two brothers who are lyrically in tune, just doing their thing, and he's actually Kinston High School's not performance arts teacher, but he's a music teacher for Kinston High School. They're just a musically in tune family, so. I also just did a post. I don't know, it just hit my spirit. I was like, you know what, I'm always promoting everybody's event that I know about on the shows, but a lot of people invite me to a lot of events all over the world. So I do appreciate you taking time out to invite me, and one day I'm going to get to these places because I'm claiming I'm going to Paris one day and I'm going back to Vegas. But I wanted to, as we do, you know, little ads, little commercials, little moments of supporting other people and, you know, other people's events. It doesn't have to be a poetry event. It doesn't have to be a show. It could be whatever you got going on in the community. If you got a party coming up, let us know. I'm all about support. I'm not asking for a dime. I just want to support you because it's hard receiving support. And we have a lot of things going on. And the way I look at it is nobody's vision is competition. You're only in competition with the old you. And this is like one of the nuggets I'll share with you tonight. That remember this, you are only in competition with the old you. Not nobody else, not nobody else's dream. For your dreams are destined for you. Those are God's hearts and his heart and desires for you, not for other people. So I'm here to support you, whatever you got going on. I can't keep up with everything, so tag me or put it on my timeline. Like, tag me so I can put it on my timeline so I can keep it rolling. So every Tuesday night, if you got something going on, let me know. I want to give a big shout-out to Rosie Results. Rose Gaia is a beautiful spirit, man. I love her with all my heart. And I know I can't always make your event, but I do support you when I tell people about your event. So Rosie Results Event Planning, I'm going to start with that one, presents spoken word and poetry. And she has Truth, Adasia, Adrienne, Ill Will, April, Zawadi, which is her daughter, and Brandon performing. And that's going to be at the Premier Sports Academy, a really dope event, 4801 Reedy Branch Road, Winterville, North Carolina, 28590. And you can actually get more information by calling 352-367-1072. And make sure you go on the site to go ahead and get your ticket, because she said that they are about to sell out. Also, the next show, Welcome to Wakanda. There's a Welcome to Wakanda event, and that's going to be at Babs. And that's on Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, 686 East. Arlington Boulevard, that's Greenville, North Carolina. That's going to be at Babs. And Zion Promotions will be helping with that event as well, so y'all come check it out. And that's Lester Howard, who was a great promoter. And I'll be telling you guys about a little bit more. Also, we have a show coming up, which is Saturday, April 28th, and that's at the Arts Council. We've been there for 9 years, thank God. So 9 years and a month now. That's 400 North Queen Street, Kenton, North Carolina, 28501. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. And the cover charge for the show is $10, and for open mic is only $8. And that also includes your refreshments. And also, there's an event coming up in 2 days, which is on April 19th. That's Thursday, April 19th, at the Laughing Owl, 100 North Center Street, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And that's First Amendment open mic. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30, and the cover charge is only $5. And it is hosted by Faith, Genesis, DJ Don't You Know, and Beast Wade. So y'all come check them out, and I'll be letting you guys know about a little bit more coming up. So just want to give a big shout out to everybody. Whatever events you got coming up, I'm going to do my best to put it out there. If I don't get a chance to put every single person's out there, what I will do is post it on my page. So either way, I'm going to promote you. Just know that. All right, so what I'm going to do right now is open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to perform. Just give a shout-out, that's cool, or I'll give you a shout-out and pay homage to you for taking time out to chill with us. All right, so I have Miss Nikki on the line from Los Angeles in the building. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good.
That's
how you been?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
Well, you're not supposed to.
That's right. What you got for us tonight, lady?
Okay, this one is called Life's Goal.
All right.
And it goes like this. At this point, my life's goal is to seek knowledge like I'm 10, run like I'm 20, look like I'm 30, act like I'm 40, travel like I'm 50, pray like I'm 60, have peace like I'm 70, listen to music from the 80s and 90s, and always keep it 100. Bottom line, to know me is to love me. Please don't judge a book by its cover. That's it.
All right. I'm scared of you, this lady.
Yeah, I had to switch up on me. I had to switch up.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not, you're good. I like that. I was listening to you saying that you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So I was listening to your new tracks. I heard that in the beginning. That was hot. And you were just riding the beat. I was like, what? Because I heard it before when you sent it to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's like you get different, you know, like, I don't know, I get a different feel. Like, when I spit different pieces, I get a different feel. Or when I hear other people spit different pieces, get a different feel. And I don't know, it just was different to me today. I don't know. Mm. It could have been a different state of mind. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. Because I was listening to it, and I was like, as you say, I slow wrote it.
Yes. I loved it, man. Like, I guess, like I say, I see your growth. I see how you just, you're just going in, girl, and I'm proud of you. Just keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate you because, I mean, the inspiration is good. It's good. I love it.
That's up, man. Well, keep listening. I know you got some more for us, right?
Yeah.
You ain't had to be like that. But, well, I'm glad you ain't lied, Craig.
Look, I dig through my archives and see what I got.
That's what
I got archives now.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's how I know that book is about to be ready.
All right, speak it into existence.
It's already done, girl. Well, I'm going to be reading for my book tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you I was going to read tonight, and I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But, mm-hmm.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to be on this open mic list tonight, you know, right behind
you.
All right. All right, girl.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was Miss Nikki on the line. Look, it got me all nervous. Let me stop. I'm nervous every time. Anything I'm doing as far as sharing my gifts, but it's just, it's not fear. It's just, I don't know. I'm just thankful. I'm appreciative.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah. All right, lady. Well, stay on the line, and I appreciate the support. You always got my back, and I got yours, too.
Of course. Okay.
All right, everybody. Miss Nikki in the building. And I got to give a big shout-out to my god sister who's listening right now, Miss T. Nancy in the building. What's up? What's up, Miss Lady? Can you hear
what's
me?
What's up, sis?
What's up? Well,
yeah,
you know I just
you.
Had to speak to you. I ain't going to keep you long, but I just had to say what's up.
Oh, of course.
And thank you. You know I do. You know how I do.
Oh, yeah. Just getting on work. You know I had to jump up here for a few minutes.
That's what's up, man. Well, stay on.
Didn't
I ain't going to put you back
on. Out on the whole thing.
Oh, I got you, girl. I ain't going to be here all night, but we're going to have a good time.
That's what's up. I'm enjoying the show as well.
All right.
Keep it going, girl.
That's what's up. I'm about to read from my book, and I hope y'all enjoy. All right, everybody. T. Nancy in the building. I appreciate the support. And for everybody who's listening via web, I can't see you, but I do support you. I appreciate you taking time out. If you feel the urge or the itch to get on the mic tonight, please call in 323-642-1532. And again, that number, you can call in to 323-642-1532. So, I have a book for anybody that doesn't know I am an author, and the name of my book is called Still Standing, and you can actually purchase my book on Amazon. And it's actually in local libraries, it's in your libraries, colleges, different places. If they don't have it, you can actually ask them to order it, and they'll get it, and you'll have it in your local library. But it's in the local libraries around here in this area. So we'd love for you guys to just check it out and, you know, cop the book. The book is, like I say, it's on Amazon. It's called Still Standing by Clavette Roberts. That's my government name, for anybody that doesn't know. My nickname is China, but that's also my stage name. So I go by both, either one you want to call me. But the name of this poem is called Here He Is. I wrote this poem long, long time ago. And it was an epiphany for me. Just give me like a little backstory on it. It was like epiphany for me. I wrote this poem probably in like 2007. It was like after, you know, like I said, it was an epiphany. So with the epiphany, I'm not going to give you the total backstory. I'm just leaving it as it was an epiphany and just a wake-up call. So it's called Here He Is. And I told Nikki I was going to spit this piece. So this is just food for thought. He appeared out of nowhere like a thief in the night. His charisma, his confidence was such a delight. I had to blink twice to make sure this was real. My mind had to be playing tricks on me. This man or image seemed surreal. Girl, quit playing games. He got it going on. He's working that mojo trying to put me in his own. Lose control? Oh, heck no. I can't give in. My mental soldier's on the prowl. He knows what he's doing, and he keeps switching up his style. One minute a gentleman, the next an armored soldier ready for war. He's got my mind going, dipping into the unknown, not capable of knowing what's in store. His voice so subtle and smooth, like a baby's vibe. The finesse and gentle caress and all that jazz. Boy, you need to stop that mess. I already know he wants us to go. Know your role, sweetie. We have to take things slow. Games are for girls with pressing curls. He won't give up. He keeps coming back, challenging my mind with his intellect. Got me intrigued to know his personal situation. Curious to know the unknown. Trying to remain grounded, let alone in my comfort zone. He's so attentive and yet laid back. And leaning towards me, and dang, he's giving me eye contact. Humble yet confident, an important ingredient to the recipe. This is too good to be true. My mind, body, and soul, he's trying to subdue. Wake up. I have to remain strong, stimulating my mind with his mysterious tone. To the unknown, he's an introvert at his best, but only to a select few will they know who and what he represents. Got me twisted all in knots. He keeps melting me, mental forget-me-nots. Constant spontaneous combustion. I can't complain. I don't have time for fussing. Romance in my mind, he gives me quality time. The walks, the talks are so divine. The candles, the drinks, the wine. Romance, the chance. May I have this dance? Lights, camera, action. Dang, what happened? The cars, the flowers, the talks, the walks, the talks, the intimate showers. His smile turned into a frown. Suddenly, I'm down, pacing back and forth in disgust, questioning the meaning of love and lust. Whoa, how he wooed me in ways you couldn't imagine. Things are drastically changing. A 360 overnight? Dang, I thought this was love at first sight. Have I lost my touch? I'm beginning to think that what I give is not enough. I took a leap of faith, thought my heart was safe. The late night calls, in denial, and I don't want to face the writings on the walls. Reminiscing about yesterday, wishing for that old thing back to stay. Trying to endure the storm, reality constantly ringing the alarm. This can't be real. Never knowing in a moment's time, my heart would steal. Love or lust got me in a state of confusion. This has to be a nightmare or a delusion. I fell in love with Rico Suave. Reality check. He's more like a Casanova or a thug from Carlito's Way. He blended so well, like a chameleon, giving that sexual healing. He had it planned to a T. Who, what, when, why? Her and me. Smooth operator, I must say so myself. This boy trapped in a man's body needs some help. Yesterday is gone. The cover is blown. Here he is. All right, you guys. That was my open mic time or whatever, but I got to get Miss Nikki on real quick. So,
yo, that was hot. That was hot.
That was a real throwback.
Oh, my God.
You like that?
That was hot.
That's what's up.
That's goodness.
I told you I was going to do it for you on the air. I could have did it for you over the phone, but I was like, no, I'm going to do it for you on the air because somebody else outside of you probably need to hear this too. Because, like, just those things you think about later on, like, from your life, your lessons that you learned. And that was a big, hard lesson to learn. Because outside of the fantasy of what we want, reality is reality. And that's what I was in. I was in my fantasy of we think we know what our desire, like what our heart's desires are. But God created us. He's gonna show us, if we're patient, what our heart's desires are, what our preferences are. The different things that we think we want might not be what we need. And that's where I was at. Like, dang, I was caught up in this representative.
Right, right.
And in reality, he showed me reality, but it was shocking. You know, and to be vulnerable with that, because I remember, like, boohoo crying writing that piece. And I probably wrote it in, like, 10 minutes. Yeah.
Wow.
Woo.
Don't be getting teary-eyed.
No, I'm not. Look, the teary eye would be tears of joy because I'm not in that place anymore. I learned
right.
from that. I recognize that dude, you know what I'm saying, and that type of personality. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thankful. And then I
right.
also, even when I don't see it, I pray for God to show it to me. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Because sometimes
exactly.
you might not see it because they're, you know, some people are good at being chameleons and covering up who they really are. I just pray for it to be revealed, you know, because after
right.
a while, the mask has to come off. You
yeah.
know,
yeah, like, what's the name? What is his name? Not 2 Chainz. What is his name? The one that's seen mask off?
Future?
Yeah, him.
Got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what's
wow.
up, but I had to share that with you. But that's what's up. We're gonna,
I'm glad you did.
That's what's up. All right, lady, we got some more people on the line. All right, Nikki, please stay on.
Okay.
All right, so, okay. We got Wisdom in the building. What's up? What's up, Willie?
Yes, how can I help you, please? No, hey, what's up, China?
How you doing? We need some wisdom. What you got for us?
I don't know. After what's the name said, I may get missing last week. I said, well, should I give there at all?
Oh, Lord.
I think I laughed. I said, better watch him back. Where's them? Better watch him back.
Oh, to my Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos was like, I was telling JD, right? Because I called JD this week to check on him and see how he's doing, you know, if people just call and see how he's doing, you know, he's a good guy. And I said, Carlos. And I said, yeah, because I used to get JD and Carlos mixed up. And I was like, JD, who's JD? It's Jimmy Dudley. I said, oh, okay. I said, man, you know, my mind is way, way off somewhere. So so basically this week, right, so I've been posting, right? And so I said, man, I know I've got 2,800 and some so-called Facebook friends, right? And so
mm-hmm.
and I said, man, I know these people. I ain't going to call them out of their name, you know, because they're my people. And I said, now, I know they read what I said. I know they know what I'm talking about. And then somebody said, Willie, you got to realize when you're working with scared black folks, they just as bad as the enemy. And I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, you know, the Bible talks about people being cowards. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, a coward? Really? So you're saying a lot of blacks are cowards? He said, yeah, they'll protest, they'll march, they'll do all this other stuff. But for some reason, you're giving them knowledge, you're trying to help them, you're trying to educate them, you're even trying to say the stupid food. And they still will listen to their thing called a white lie. And I said, you know what? I said, you're right. And so the other day, my wife, you know, I love her to death, but I say she's my Snoop Dogg. You know what a Snoop Dogg is, like she's always snooping. But anyway, let me stop tripping. But so I went to, like, the Durham Library because, you know, everybody wants to paint Durham as this, like, bad, bad place. And I'm like, okay, every city, especially Raleigh, they got more white folks killing white folks than a little bit. But they put it out there, and then they'll show some other mess that'll cover that up quickly. And you'll be like, what? And then if you started analyzing and realizing that really more white folks are dying from renal failure, there are more white folks getting killed by the police than blacks, there are more white folks that got AIDS, there are more white folks than this. But see, the thing is, whoever's controlling the media controls the narrative. And so I tell people, before you die, tell your story as your biography, not someone else telling your biography for you. Because those are actually in your words, and they'll become undisputed like Muhammad Ali was. And so my wife recently found, you know, she saw this crime scene investigation book, you know, in the house. And she was like, oh, what, honey, you're trying to get away with a murder? I said, no, I'm trying to solve these fake murders. Oh, I forgot. I did say fake, right? And she said, what do you mean? I said, there's a book called Crime Scene Investigations, and it's called Real Life Science Lab for grades 6 through 12. And it's by Pam Walker and Elaine Wood. And so I bought this book for probably about like $2 or $3. Let me see. I think it's $3. Yeah, actually $3 from the Durham Public Library. Okay. And so I looked in that book, China, and I looked in that book, and I looked in that book. I said, well, hold on, wait a second. So you mean to tell me there's a book out that we can look at and check out and read and determine whether or not the events that we see on TV is false? And we Negropeans will not even take the brain cells that God gave us to use our free-thinking ability to really search the system to see that they lied to us? I said, well, then, I guess we are a new kind of dumb. And I started reading through the book, and I said, well, Don, don't none of this stuff match up with the book saying, because if they're training kids in 6th, 12th grade to investigate a crime scene, then the information that I'm gathering just by looking at Facebook don't fit none of these narratives. And so that lets you know, as usual, if you put something in a book, most people, no matter what color they are, it's not going to read and comprehend what's going on. So what's the purpose of reading if you don't comprehend? I mean, and what is the purpose if you don't get nothing of what you're looking at? You know, and me and Margie talk about things all the time, you know, and she's a sweet person. And every now and then she'll add a little drama to it, and I said, honey, listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. I said, it may shock you forever. I said, listen carefully. When we get in discussions, if it's not a truth, if it's not a fact, then it's nothing but a bald-faced lie. And so a lot of times I said it to get out of arguments. I said, listen, it's not a truth, it's not a fact, it's a bald-faced lie. And what does God say about being a liar? He hates them. He hates them, and he hates cowards. And so when I was promoting stuff about, you know, renal failure and trying to let people know, okay, Negropeans, in a 30-mile radius of the wonderful capital of the United States called Washington, D.C., which is actually ran by the Vatican, the Pope and all those cronies, that there's 100 dialysis clinics that suck the life out of Black Americans. Now, of course, if they didn't have a dialysis clinic, these Black Americans would be no longer in existence. So we have to look at the two narratives here. Dialysis is a financial draining situation. So is it beneficial for you to be dead or beneficial for you to be alive and getting a check, but in the same sense, you can't own nothing? So you got to weigh the two parts out. Would it be better for you to die and move on, or for you to continue to live and suffer, or try to make a difference? It's your choice. You know, that life decision is yours. We all got to make that life choice one day if it becomes upon us. And I didn't tell many people about my situation, but I'm not going to hold you much longer, China. A few years ago, I've come near death 3 times, and yes, I'm suffering from probably stage 1 of renal failure. That's why I talk about it a lot. But I'm doing everything in my power to stay off the dialysis machine. So that's why I'm trying to educate people. That's why I talk about it a lot. There's 5 stages of it, and I'm probably at stage 1. So I'm eating as much good food as I can. I'm keeping my stress level under control. I'm trying to watch to make sure I don't get diabetes, trying to watch to make sure I don't get high blood pressure. So it keeps with it within that range of not being on the machine. But once you get stage 5 renal failure, that means that your clock has about ran out. And so I got a lot of shirts trying to sell them, trying to promote it, so that way I can go and reach out to churches and community leaders and bring both brochures and information to them so we can make people more aware of what we need to do as a people, Black, white, or whoever, so that we can get our bodies back in alignment with the way that God intended for our bodies to be. And again, my page is My Kidneys Are My Lifeline on Facebook. Understanding healthcare in the United States, and I just created a note called Save Our Kidneys. And if people could just, you know, if they could just like the page, would be fine, you know, and I'll be putting more information up there. And I'm working on my book, and hopefully I'll finish it before I turn 60. And that's all I have to say, and I want to thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to give your listeners more wisdom. Thank you very much.
No problem, Willie. And Nikki actually wants some information from you, too. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Miss Nikki.
Hey. Hey, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine.
That's good. That's good. I would love to get one of your shirts. My mom passed 18 years ago on the 13th of this month from renal cancer, and I support anything dealing with cancer, breast cancer, renal cancer, any kind of cancer, I support it. But mostly, you know, because she passed from kidney cancer, I'm all for it. So if you could give me the information or give it to China so she can get it to me, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Oh, if you want to, you can friend me on Facebook, Willie S. Bottoms.
Okay.
You can go into the link of Facebook and just type in my name, Willie S. Bottoms. And my picture is, I got two accounts, but I don't use the other one because that was something I made a mistake on. But
uh-huh.
It's Willie S. Bottoms. Willie S. Bottoms, and I'm holding my hand. I'm doing like a thinking sign with my face. I'm a winter suit, and of course I got a Batman hairline. So, and you know,
I got you.
Yeah.
I just sent you a friend request.
Okay, and I'll friend you, and I'll send information. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate you, and you guys have a good evening.
You too.
Oh yes. All right, everybody, that was Willie. We appreciate you spreading your wisdom and just letting us know what you got going on your way. And I'm going to just try to give people the floor to just speak your truth. You know, whatever it is that you want to discuss, we try to do that. As long as we keep it clean, keep it positive, you know, do the best we can. We got one more caller. Just want to give a big shout out to Miss Sutton. Our Greene County Commissioner claiming it. Just want to tell you, thank you for calling in, lady. Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing, lady? I just want to give you a shout-out, lady. Okay.
All right,
everybody. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and slide on in into the next round of Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new, something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity, He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hands that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
We know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away until the next time we speak.
I feel that.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else she knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity. Shady dealings with the aftermath of her work was only 50 cent. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So, Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast. Carmen.
Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting, pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting, pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Tip of my tongue, it's Bacardi and rum. She be looking like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a goddess, apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walked up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky, make them freak me, up the shocker with love. In bikini, up a thong, smoking cheeks up in the bomb. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. These are my confessions, make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, pleasure pee and put them under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Loving contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
Play your guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that, baby, what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous gone picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That, baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you're trying, then you lying. so I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace, I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God, these devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys are enjoying the lyrical cipher so far. I'm going to go ahead and open my lines for the next artist. We got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey. I'm going to take you back in the time,
uh-oh,
like Blackstreet say.
Get it.
Now, there's no misleading to the fact that I don't always have my sugar, honey, iced tea on the right track. But, baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage. Try to write, but ink to no page. So I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to always see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But first sign of disorder or being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand, and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I'm not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you, because I can come out of retirement and go straight hood. And this ain't something that I heard. This is something that's true, and I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I've made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than better has been to me. Remember that one?
Oh, my God. Like, I was over here speechless. My mouth was like, oh, my God. Did Nikki just go in on the triple hoe? Oh. Girl, you got me and
Wasn't
Dion.
Wasn't that the first one that I recorded?
Yes, because Dion and I, when we were co-hosting together, and
yes,
he was like, what?
Yes.
And I said, she needs Jesus. She needs some milk.
She said, did she just say she was going to chump that hoe?
Yes, she did.
I remember that so clearly. And I was like, oh, my God. She said she going to dial 911.
Oh, my God.
I was sitting up here scrolling through my archives, quote, unquote. You should see me. I got two fingers up. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna take her back on this one because this the one she liked.
Oh yeah, oh my God, when you did that, like the way you did it with such, like, I don't know, it's like the attitude, the everything. Like I could.
Oh, trust me, when I was writing that, I had an attitude, as my grandbaby say, I had attitude.
I heard the attitude and everything. Like, I was like, whoa. I'm scared.
Yep.
I'm scared of you, Nikki. Man, you've been doing the daggone thing. I'm proud of you. Because I remember when you first, when you used to call the show in the beginning, Carlos.
I didn't
want to
say nothing. Fiance,
yeah, like, Carlos, he introduced you to the show, your fiance, and he was spitting, and you was like, nah, I ain't saying nothing. He was like, nah,
right.
I'm just listening. I was like, okay. I was like, you know, that if you ever feel inspired, you're like, I ain't no poet. And look at
right.
you.
Look, he was like, babe, you gotta, you know, just write down what you feel. And one day I was just sitting here and I wrote down what mm-hmm. I felt.
Yeah.
And here it is, 2 years later.
Get it. That's what I'm talking about, man. Do you see the growth? That's what I'm talking about. Like, you're choosing to grow outside yourself because.
Mm-hmm.
We can, and that's something I'm, you know what, that is what I'm talking about tonight. But just choosing to grow and evolve outside of, like, because if your cup is already full, you'll never be able to grow,
right,
man.
Like, right. Stepping outside of your comfort zone.
Yes. It don't feel good, but it's necessary because, honestly, your next conference zone is going to be the next year that you, that you know, if God give you another year, come on, man. The next day,
right,
the next second is
right,
another comfort zone that you got to get outside of yourself if you allow yourself to get out of your own way. But a lot of people feel that I've learned enough and my cup is full. I don't think your cup is full. That's just my thoughts. Your cup is full
right,
until you're gone from this earth. You're dead.
Right. And like I tell my kids, I don't stop learning. I learn something from them as they learn something from me. I ain't going to stop
exactly
learning until the day they lower me into that ground.
That's right. It's a cycle, man. You know, but I'm pretty sure the people that would debate me on that and be like, nah, it ain't like that, you know. You know, but who knows?
I'm a great debater.
Anyway.
I'm a great debater.
That you are, lady, girl.
Yes, I was on the debate team in high school.
I believe you. I believe I have heard you. Just in the conversation we had on the phone in general, you have really gone in and you mean it. When you say something, you stand behind it and you got the research and the, you know, life experiences and different things to speak on that thing.
Right, because my major in college was human behavior and criminal justice. And I was listening to Willie earlier about crime scene investigations and the K-6 kids reading the book. The book, what you see on TV and on social media is not like the book. But like you said, people don't take the time to actually read the book on what you need to know. And I learned a lot when I was in college as far as how to deal with people and how they body language move, they eye contact. If they don't make eye contact, 9 times out of 10, they lie, you know. And, you know, and I know I'm serious. And it's just that people can't just tell me anything and I believe it. I have to do research. I have to do facts and, you know, find facts out. And, you know, I take it from there. But it's up to me. I'm not going to judge a person until I, you know, get my facts together and I know what I'm dealing with.
Exactly. I was thinking about something, too, when you were talking about learning. You know, we're talking about learning and growing. Also, interpretation is to the eye of the beholder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your interpretation, like my interpretation of the color red, could be totally different for you from what you see. Even though we read about the color red, the prime colors and all this stuff, whatever, but you can see, like I use the simplest thing, period. The reason why I say that is because everybody thinks differently. Some people think on the same wavelength, some people don't. Some people just respond differently to different things and even read differently or interpret what you read differently and make it work for them, whether it's the truth, not truth, or however, but just, I don't know, it's just different. It's kind of like you could interpret a text message that person had attitude and then you mention it to me and say, well, you think they had, well, they had attitude. And I'm like, well, you know what, Nikki, maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't mean it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
right.
The interpretation is in the eye of the beholder.
Right. That's why a lot of people say do not send text messages because you can it can be misinterpreted, you know, all the time. You know, and it's like, I know bold caps mean, I mean, all caps mean you're yelling, so don't yell at me. I know that much.
But what about what if the person is saying I love you in all caps?
Oh well, yeah, you can scream that to the top of your lungs.
That's what I'm talking about. See, you said, what I'm saying. Right. You see how you automatically said if you got it all caps, don't do that to me. But what if that person wants to yell out I love you in all caps? You like nah, but you said don't yell it out. So
yeah,
I'm putting it in lower caps. You see
what I'm saying? Right. It works both ways.
Exactly.
But you know somebody hit you with all caps, and y'all already in a heated debate or a heated conversation or whatever, and it's going back and forth,
right,
and they hit you with all caps. What you yelling for? Why is you yelling? Why are you yelling through text, first of all?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's just my thoughts, because, like I say, everybody has their own, they're entitled to your own thought pattern,
right,
your own height,
right,
how you function or whatever. But I personally would not, like, I don't like to argue, period. Like, I'm going to be quiet, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say much, because I like having grown folk conversations. If we can't have
right.
a civil conversation, I don't want to argue, but that's just me, my personality. But I cannot see myself arguing with someone via text. Just not going to happen.
Right. Right.
You know, because to me, this I'm not getting my point across. And then my personal thoughts, you know, somebody else could disagree, other people could disagree or whatever, but like I think I mentioned this to you before, I feel like an argument, you know, like an emotional argument is like having an unintelligent conversation, because you're not getting your points across, because you ever see when people are expressing
right.
an argument and you got all that huffing and puffing and yelled and screaming and you got bits and pieces of what you really want to say, but you really didn't
mm-hmm.
say it, and then after it's over, you're like, well, why are we mad? Why are we fussing? You know, while we're yelling, and you really didn't get your
right.
point across, and then you got to calm down, regroup.
And then you don't, at the very end, you don't know what you was arguing about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's just my thoughts on that. But like I say, it could be somebody else could see it totally different. Like, it's a great thing to do. Oh, whatever.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Exactly.
But stay on the line, Letty. And
I have one more. It's short. But
oh, yeah.
It's,
go ahead and do that piece. Oh, you reminded me of that piece that when you did and you put my name in it and you shot the crap out of me. I think that's when you first started performing.
Ooh.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
No, girl, don't worry about it. But go ahead and do your piece.
Look,
and
You want me to do it now or you want me to wait?
Oh, you can wait. I'm going to actually go ahead and go on and do another round, and then we're going to shut it down. So if you could close out, you know,
but
whatever you choose. We'll go from there.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was Nikki from Los Angeles in the building. Hot piece. Most definitely. I love Misconception to the Rule. Okay. So what I'm going to do is slide into the next round, the Lyrical Cypher, and I hope you guys enjoy.
You see, I've seen love at first sight. With her, I thought I would love her with all my might. See, I wanted to walk for sandy beaches and hold her hand to understand that love would not be lost. Can't let the cost to be bought. I would have to wind and dine her to make her feel real special. Out of point of control, showing her that the ghetto is not the place that she has to be made old. Bring her out of the house, show her great things to understand that she can be loved also. She's not taking her virginhood, not taking her safe place, but understand this is the greatest thing that she could be made. Made for a great man's love, like two doves flying from above. See, this is the wind beneath her wings that carries her greatly high within a great man's sky. Understand, see, it's clear. This is a great day, a brighter day to be in love. See, I enjoy the great set, the great satin of her step, the great satin of her soul. See, her dress continue to sway to a great man's beat, the song and dance. Her hair is smooth like silk and skin smooth like caramel. Smells something like a great man's robe. After each day, I want to get up and make sure that I can rise. You see, we're looking at each other's eyes, our brown eyes, and likewise, and otherwise, we'll understand that we're loving each other. Want to be together forever. Walk hand in hand on the great man's beaches. Understand, see, we won't beseech each other, but understand that we have to be together. Join with great man's among greatness, and let God guide us. Great man's footsteps, I understand that we gotta be loved. Love from above, like a great man's dove. See, this is how we have to do it. Understand there's nothing to it. Knowing it and loving it and showing it. This is what we'll do. You see, together we'll love each other. For eternity, we'll be together with a great man's entity. See, she's loving me, and I'm understanding that I have to guide her, love her, teach her, protect her. With holy matrimony, we hold hands and understand this is bad man's, no last man's stand. See, I'm loving myself because I'm loving her. She's feeling me, smiling at me. She can trust in me that I guide her to the greatest heights of this world and let nothing happen to her.
know her harm and danger will come to her. See, we are very great kids and children, understand? See, we be more abundantly great for each other, understand? That we are love, show love like great roses. The only rose in my garden, I got the flower and bloomer is great. This is not fake, but see, we sitting upon a great cloud and smile. Today, everything is worthwhile living, not dust not wilding. But understand, this is the greatest reason to be alive. To be with love for someone is very special. Not just a four-letter word, but word of passion. Our great men understand this is not a stash. Not something that you take for granted, or not understanding, not a beat. But great men speak with me. Speaking for our own brains, I understand that our love will always grow. Never fail, never fall by the wayside. This is not a junkyard statistic, but something that's needed to be loved as we take the great walks and great heights and understand that our love is always intuition.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys can hear me. We had some technical difficulties. I'm sorry about the dead silence. I was trying everything in my power to get back on the line with you guys. But basically, the server was saying it was too busy. So I don't know what's going on tonight with Blog Talk Radio. It just shows me that possibly we got a lot of people listening tonight. And the servers are probably getting real busy, and there are other radio shows going on as well. So I appreciate everybody who took the time out to continue to listen and stay on the line, and all the people who were hitting me up via web, via phone, just letting me know that you couldn't hear it. And I appreciate you bearing with me. So we're going to actually keep right on rocking a little bit longer and get ready to close out the show. All right, so let's get it. Hopefully, the server's kind of moving kind of slow, so we might have to go ahead and close the show out. So for anybody who wants to call in, please feel free to do so. As soon as possible, so we can go ahead and get you on the line. All right, we're going to try to play one more track, but it doesn't look like we're going to be able to. Just having, like I say, some technical difficulties. Don't quite understand what's going on, but like I say, it's saying the server is too busy. I keep getting that same link, so not sure, but I don't want to refresh it and lose you guys again. So do appreciate you taking the time out to listen to the radio show. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope, like I say, if you hear something that you need that's for you, keep it. If you don't, toss it. I won't be offended, and I'm pretty sure the people who I'll share the information and different things they say, you know, if you need it, keep it. If you don't, toss it. It's all that growth that you choose is all for you, and whatever you choose, to do for you, that's cool. And it's all art, this is art that what we're doing here. So let me go ahead and see if I can get Nikki on the line real quick, because we can't really play any tracks right now. I'm not going to worry about that. See if I can get Nikki on. And it is rolling in slow motion. We're going to try this thing one more time. Hopefully we can get her on. I got my fingers crossed. Trying to get her on the line. If we can do that, that would be great. If we can't, I'll probably have to close the show out. But I do appreciate you calling back in, Ms. Nikki. And everybody who's listening via web, I hope you guys can hear me. Still trying to get her on. Hopefully we can get her on soon. All right, you guys. So let's try to see if we can get Nikki on one more time. Like I said, I have the slightest idea what's going on tonight. It says service too busy, but hopefully that means we got so many people listening. The server's getting jammed, so that'll be a great thing. I noticed that later on tonight. Doesn't seem like we can get Nikki on. I'm trying, but it's just not working out in our favor tonight. I don't know. But I'm going to try this one more time. She's staying on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Here I am.
Finally, I kept hitting refresh. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this is happening to me.
I was waiting for to hear that unmuted.
Look, I was trying to play some music and it wasn't working, because whenever we have issues, like technical issues, I'll try to play music until we can get back on.
Right.
And I couldn't even play music.
It went dead silent.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, and I thank God for you guys hanging in there. I see Willie still on the line. We got people who are still on the line listening via web. So, and thank you for rocking with me and texting me and letting me know what's up.
Hello.
So
okay.
What you got
Hello?
For us?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, dead silence again. Okay, this last
piece
is... No. I'm here.
Oh.
I thought it was dead silence.
Okay. Okay.
This last piece is called I Fell in Love with All of You. I didn't just fall in love with the best of you, like the way your eyes light up the room. The way your laugh makes me smile, the way your hand fits in mine, the way your personality stands out, the way your smile gives me butterflies, or the way your body moves with mine. I fell in love with all of you. I fell in love with your scars,
the way you make sarcastic remarks, the way you feel hopeless at 2 a.m., the way you cry about something from your past, the way you can sometimes get angry, or the way you sometimes want to be alone. I fell in love with all of you. I fell in love with the great in you. I fell in love with the bad in you, with the bad you see in yourself. But the bad you see is the great that I see, because I love every part of you, every bit. I fell in love with all of you. That's it. You guys have a good evening.
You too, Miss Letty. And thank you so much for hanging in there. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No problem. You
okay.
Know I ain't going nowhere.
Look, y'all have rocked out with me holding out for 30 minutes of silence. So I appreciate the love, and I know y'all got my back, and I know y'all are going to make it happen. So thank you.
Oh, yeah.
For all
oh,
that
yeah.
you do. Yes.
We know nothing but the devil.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
all it is. Somebody's trying to block it, but it's all good.
Okay.
Though, 'cause we keep it on rocking. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's right.
Indeed. All right, lady, you enjoy your night. And to everybody else, I just want to thank you. You guys be blessed. I encourage you to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, whatever your dreams are. Just know that you are uniquely made, and there's only one you. There will always only be one you. There might be somebody who looks just like you, but you could have a twin or a triplets or quadruplets, whoever, who knows. And y'all could be identical. Same mom, same daddy, don't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, best friend, cousin, foe, don't matter. Anyway, there's only one you. I encourage you to be the best you know how to be and continue to love yourself. So you guys, be blessed. Love you all. And see you guys every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Do the best I can to make it every single Tuesday. And we've been doing this for 4.5 years. It'll be 5 years, 11, 12. So 11, 12 this year. So be blessed. Have a good night. And see you guys again on Tuesday. Peace and blessings.